Item 11, from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $15,000 to the trust account of Philip Zimmerman and Stein SC in settlement of Melvin Harper's personal injury claim in Melvin Harper v. Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation, Milwaukee County, case number 2011-CV-015526.
Attorney Grady.
Mr. Chairman, first I want to say that this case was handled, as you can see from the memo, by Dewey Martin and Roy Williams, both of whom are in court this morning, otherwise they would be here. So I'm relying on what they have told me and what the memo says. This is a slip and fall, I guess is the best way to describe it, from the House of Correction. An inmate who was getting off the top bunk of his bunk landed on the floor into a puddle of water, is the allegation, and slipped and fell and hurt himself, at least the claim is, fairly seriously. He ran up over $12,000 in medical expenses related to his injuries and obviously hired an attorney, filed a lawsuit, and the proposed settlement is a total of $15,000 inclusive of all claims in the case. They were claiming permanent injuries. We obviously were disputing those, or maybe not obviously, but we were disputing that. And so it's a very highly contested case in terms of both the liability and the damages. But $15,000 to settle a case where Mr. Williams is here, the medical expenses are a little over $12,000, we believe is very reasonable. Okay.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Williams.
Yes, good morning.
Or Mr. Grady. The settlements were $15,000, and the medical medical expenses were to be over $12,000. Out of that $15,000, how much will go to attorney's fees? The settlement is going to the trust account of the law firm, so I'd like to understand how that's working.
If they follow normal practice, the law firm will receive one-third of the settlement. That's typically how it's done. I don't know exactly how much. They wouldn't give me that information, but typically it's one-third of the settlement.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, with respect to the medical expenses, I don't know what's happened in this case. It's up to the plaintiff and his attorney to work that out, but mm-hmm. typically what they do is they'll talk to the insurance company that paid or whoever paid the medical expenses, or if they're unpaid, the doctors and hospitals, and work out a deal with them for a reduced payment. And so, you know, whoever paid these medical expenses probably is taking, you know, a small fraction in recovery. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Stascunas.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. And I was just going to point that out, that out of this 15, there's going to be a certain sum of it's going to go back to whoever the insurance carrier for Mr. Harper is, you know, with subrogation rights. And that's on all of these, like the last one. Supervisor Rainey was talking about where's the money going, but the money's fine. Yeah, it's, you know, $15,000 on a $12,391. That's really good, actually. I am a little concerned about the precedent of giving money to House of Correction inmates who step into a puddle, I guess, in their own cell and slip and fall. I mean, when the word gets out that we're paying for inmates who slip and fall on puddles in their cells, aren't they all going to be like squirting water on their floor?
Actually, this was more than just a puddle on the floor. If the plaintiff's lawyer, whom I know, had done a better job, we might have...
We're in open session.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I understand that, and I'm going to watch what I say. But it's more than a puddle on the floor. And we did file a motion for summary judgment. The judge found our arguments to be interesting and novel and said they're most appropriate for a jury. I can also tell you that prior to coming to Milwaukee County, I worked at a personal injury firm, and we were specifically told do not take cases against any governmental entity because it is very difficult to succeed in those cases. It's, as you know, because of the bureaucracy, it's a difficult process. Haven't seen very many of these cases. This is only the second one that we've had that I'm aware of. The other one we won very easily. So I don't think that there will be a rash of cases like this at all.
Where'd the puddle come from?
The puddle came from, apparently there had been rain and there were some issues with the windows, and the puddle, water came in from the, and it wasn't just a cell, there's a big dorm. So there were probably 50, at least 50 beds in the dorm with the inmates in there. So water comes in from the window and sort of filtered into this area where Mr. Harper's bunk was, as well as several others. The floor sort of slopes a bit.
Then last thing, again, I know I sound like a broken record on this, but I really want to get a handle on this. The first in the first paragraph it says $15,000, which will be paid by Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance, which implies to me that we've met our deductible, and you know, now the insurance company is the person who's paying. And I know we haven't met our deductible from looking at all the budget stuff that's been out. So are we writing the check, or is the insurance company writing this check?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, it is correct. We have not, the county has not met its deductible. And so this does come from the county's deductible. There is a mechanism that I have not taken the time to understand, maybe I should, about how we deal with the mutual. And maybe Supervisor Johnson knows this better, but we establish a reserve account in risk management in some fashion. There's also a premium paid in some fashion. And so while the deductible is county money, it's not quite, I don't think, dollar for dollar county money, but I have to admit that I'm not 100%
money,
certain of that.
Money that's, I believe it's money that's put into a reserve account, and when expenses, when there's encumbrances, then that money goes out through the from the corporate from the Wisconsin Mutual Insurance Corporation to the lawyers or to wherever it needs to go. So whatever we put into the account, it's our money and it stays there, and it can carry over from year to year to year. So we've got a reserve there, even though the deductible is what it is every year. That money is money reserved for Milwaukee County's expenses.
I guess so.
Other than administrative expenses.
So really, you could say it both ways. I mean, the check is going to come from the mutual,
right?
But it's our money.
It's our money.
It's not the mutual's money. It's our money that we've placed in a reserve account for their convenience to help settle cases and disperse money.
Right.
So I guess it almost would be correct to say that. You can say it either way, and it's correct, I guess.
But it's not coming from Milwaukee County directly.
That's correct.
It's not being extended by the Corporation Council.
It's not like a direct tax.
It's still our taxpayers' money versus our insurance carrier paying out of their own pocket. All right, thanks. Sorry, I bring that up every meeting.
All right.
Kind of get a handle.
I appreciate it, and I think we are getting a little more detail on it relative to the budget. So I've seen more about it now because of the proposal to raise the deductible. Motion for approval by Supervisor Borkowski. Any further questions? Seeing none, on the motion for approval.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Daskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. Item 12, please.